You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Vanessa, thank you. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments and experience game-changing sound this season with Sonos. I'm already experiencing it. I've got Sonos speakers, so I know how good they are. Vossi, we are giving away a Signet Boost power bank this morning. Signet Boost power bank. Keep your phone, tablet and earbuds powered 24/7 and whatever you want to be powered.
Just on
rekindle
on
the spark with Glowfire pits.
Yes.
You're going to tell me what they're like because you're getting one. You're going to get one and put it out in the land. Put it out in the farm.
Put it everywhere. Fire pits everywhere. Fire pits are everywhere, all over the place. Just on the AFL, Brody Grundy too had kicked goals for Collingwood and Melbourne previously, but it's his first goal for the Swans, so there were celebrations there. So, that's it. Okay. So let's start with the AFL in the sports update. So Swans 110 to the Gold Coast 57. Geelong are doing all the right things in the AFL. That win over Brisbane at the Gabba. So we're at Suncorp and across at the Gabba, the AFL, on the same night. And I know it was wet, but Brisbane restricted
very
the 37
wet.
Points grand finalists last year.
Gee, they've had a lot of rain up there, haven't they?
63-37. But anyway, top four, Geelong, Swans, Giants, Carlton. There you go.
How did the Giants go over the weekend, Andrew?
Lost to Carlton 117-98.
Oh, okay.
So still in the mix,
bad.
But yeah, that's a pretty solid top four at the moment in the AFL. Cats, Swans, Giants, and Carlton.
In the Super Rugby, the Western Force beat the Crusaders in Perth 37-15. Blues thumped the Brumbies 46-7, so Brumbies, big losers at Eden Park. The Reds smashed the Highlanders, that's good, 31-0, and the Waratahs had the bye, so they pick up the points too. Take on the Chiefs Friday night.
So Crusaders are now 1-7, and they are now officially last because the Force had that win beating them 37-15. So that was the battle of the bottom. And the Force won 37-15. My goodness. No, but it does get you searching record books, finding winners to last, winners to Wooden Spooner. Compile a list because that's where the Crusaders are headed at the moment.
Yep. Do you want to do the NBA playoffs? Because I know you
NBA playoffs, yes. East first round, Celtics won game one against the Heat this morning. Cavs go one up against the Magic with a 97-83 win in game one. And the Sixers v. the Knicks coming up at Madison Square Garden.
The Australian Swim Championships are on. Emma McKeon has declared that Paris will be her last Olympics. The reigning 50 and 100 free champion, 100 metre free champion, has 11 medals from two Olympic campaigns. McKeon turned 30 just prior to the Aussie Olympic trials in June.
Now, I better tell you about the IPL too. We'll break this down a little more, but I can tell you that last night, like Travis Head's gone nuts again. An opening partnership of 131 in six overs, Brandy. Do you get
Sorry,
that?
Say
Do you
that
those
again?
Figures? The opening partnership was 131 of six overs.
What? Are you serious?
I thought that'd take a while for the sink in. I am serious. Travis Head, 89 of 32 balls, including 11 fours and six sixes. 17 That's of outrageous. His 32 deliveries faced were hit to or over the boundary. They set the Delhi Capitals a target of 267. This was the Sunrisers. Capitals managed only 199, but Jake Fraser-McGurk managed 65 off 17 balls.
Off 17?
So, man,
you're not
I'm
out there for
you.
Long, are you?
Crazy.
You're not out there for long.
Crazy
guy. Not even three overs.
131 opening partnership in six overs. Can you believe that? Now, you said
that's crazy.
Am I serious? Yeah, crazy.
Now, there was F1 over the weekend, Vossi, and the F1s were in Shanghai. Just while we're on Shanghai, that just reminded me. What about the story that broke over the weekend, the 30 athletes, the 30 swimmers? Were they all swimmers or were they just athletes? Just 30 Chinese went positive to drugs before the games, yet play on. What faith do you have after the Russian Icarus drama? I think that was coming into the London Games, where they were banned because they're all, you know, providing fake urine tests. What faith do you have in the Olympic Games anymore?
Well,
none.
What are you saying?
None. No faith that you know, we've got clean athletes. What a shock in the F1s. You know who won? Max Verstappen.
Verstappen.
Yeah, he won. He won again. How boring is that sport? Seriously.
Steady on. You're just spearing all of it because Verstappen is too good. Is that what you just say?
I am. I am. Mm. Like, it's... Anyway, that's the F1 results. Is there any other sport that you'd like to... What, A-League? Mm. What happened in the A-League?
The A-League? I can give you the A-League. Sure, no problem. Please. The Wanderers have dropped out of the top six. Disappointing for the Wanderers. Sydney FC beaten 1-0 by MacArthur at Campbelltown. Melbourne City beat the Wanderers 2-1. Newcastle 1-1 with Wellington. Brisbane 0-0 with Melbourne Victory. So Wellington have gone back to the top of the table. You're asking, so what happened to the Mariners? Well, the Mariners game against Adelaide, would you believe, was postponed because of the flooding in Dubai. Because the Mariners couldn't get back. They'd been playing over there in the AFC Cup interzonal playoff, and because of all that flooding, and you saw those remarkable shots included at the airport, they couldn't get out. So they now have a game in hand. So the top of the table, a little deceptive. Wellington back up the first, but Mariners have that game in hand, and they've still got to work out when they can play it.
Yeah, just while we're talking A-League, and I know our man from SEN, Simon Hill, was blowing up about the Dolan Warren Medal. So the Dolan Warren Medal is their equivalent to Player of the Year. That is their Player of the Year. And normally it is an awards night. They've brushed that now, the A-League. Now, I listened to Simon Hill talk about it yesterday, Vossi, and he said... Well, it's because there's no money. They haven't got the money, the A-League.
It's a good quote, wasn't it?
It was.
His quote was, they know the price of everything and the value of nothing. Because the value of the awards, I mean, it's just something where you find a way.
Yep.
You don't let those things slide.
No.
I'm totally in the camp with Simon Hill on that one.
100%, yes. In the netball, the Swifts beat the Mavericks. Great to see the Swifts have a win, 67-56, and the Giants went down by 3 to the Firebirds. If I said to you, where are the Firebirds from, do you know?
Yep.
Where? Where are they from?
Adelaide.
No.
Queensland. They're from Queensland.
Queensland, you're right.
They're from Queensland. Oh, well, you asked me where the Firebirds are from. Oh, you asked me where the Firebirds are from. No, they're from Queensland. Sorry, I misheard you. By the way, in the Mavericks, because we're on board with the Mavericks because they're owned by SEN, of course, they actually won the last two quarters. They won the last two quarters, but still went down by 11 points. Well, they're based there right in the heart of Melbourne. They took over the Collingwood franchise there, the Mavericks. That's the SEN Mavericks.
Now, in the horse racing, Vossi, the Champion Stakes was muddy, but J-Mac claimed another Group 1 win on broad siding. Tough day for the punters in the wet, in the mud. They cancelled the last two races. I think they postponed it after race 8. That was the end of the day. No race 9 or 10 on Saturday at Randwick.
And I'm not big on Barcelona women's football, but Spanish women's football. But I'm reading that Barcelona, the women's team there, lost their first home game in 5 years. Right. So the 5-year run has come to an end for the Barcelona women's team. And Sam Kerr's Chelsea defeated Barca 1-0. That was the Champions League semi-final. That was the first time Barcelona had lost a home game in 5 years. Rekindle the spark with Glow Fire Pits and enjoy your outdoor moments for longer. Thoroughly recommend these folks if you just want to add to your lifestyle at home. You don't need a lot of space. They've got all sizes.
What's the website? What's the address?
It is glowheating.com.au, and then you just burn away. You just burn everything. Everything. Burn them. Leaves, the whole thing. Just throw them into the pit. Just throw them into the pit and sit around and smoke the joint out. That's beautiful.
Barthy from Mount Annan says, boys, two things. Can we confirm the Cowboys' back rower is Nan A or Nan I? And can we get it right from the debut so we don't call them the wrong way for 10 years? Well, Barthy, they changed the way they want names set.
Yep.
We can't get it right from the debut because no one provides you with a pronunciation of the name. So you just take a stab in the dark and then you realise it's wrong or right and then it gets changed.
He's Nanae now. Nanae. Yeah, Papali. Well, that's just amazing.
Papali was Papali for 10 years and then it changed. Yep. Papali.
I have a Samoan friend who says Papali'i pronunciation, load of crap. Never heard of it, so I don't know. Where is the truth? You know, like, so what do you say?
Well,
we respect players' wishes.
Yeah, okay. But I've heard Josh Papali say his name. You know, I think it might, but when players are standing in front of a camera, and I've heard Josh Papali, you know where they do it? In Origin. In Origin, they say their name. Mm. And he was Papali. He said his name, Papali.
Yes. Well, Marty Tapau was Marty Tapau for most of his career. Kapow Tapau.
Now he's Tapau.
That's right.
Tapau.
Anyway, getting a sidetracked there. We better take a break. Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, brought to you by the great people at Brighton's Lawyers. They know their stuff. Best legal advice, 1-800-848-848. If you want to wax lyrical about Barcelona's home team record in the women's, by all means do it. This is the place. Mm.